Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Okay, this is a bit of a departure for me, because typically we don't talk much about the royal family here, but this has gone into an area now that I have to admit I spent far too much time dealing with this on the weekend. If you're not up to speed, let me get you up to speed. We're talking about some palace intrigue at the highest levels of the palace, Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace. So Kate hasn't been seen since Christmas Day. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales. Nobody's seen her since Christmas Day, but we knew she was going in for what they called abdominal surgery, and they said it was nothing, you know, it was planned, it was no big deal, don't worry about it. So now we're what, January, February, we're into March, so it's been, you know, 2.5, 3 months, something like that. And people are starting to say, okay, where's Kate? What happened to Kate? Where is Kate? Why can't we see Kate? What happened? And it got crazy, as things do on social media. So this is what started to happening.
Royal Highness Kate Middleton has been declared missing by her fans, and the conspiracy is that she may be in a coma.
Okay, so let's talk about Kate Middleton and the fact that social media has lost its mind. So this tweet went viral. It has 7.6 million views. It says Kate Middleton hasn't been seen for about 2 months now, and you know, a BBL recovery time is 2 to 3 months.
Oh, she's doing Celebrity Big Brother. A lot of people were saying that she was, you know, taken out by the royal family. Someone else suggested that she's Banksy, the England-based street artist with the unconfirmed identity. I also saw someone say that she just got bangs and she's waiting for them to grow out.
So, I mean, some of it was funny, some of it was goofy, but everybody was sort of speculating, where's Kate? Where's Kate? So the palace, in an attempt, I think, to try and tamp some of this down, had this weird, I don't know how it happened, but TMZ got footage of somebody that they alleged was Kate in a vehicle with Kate's mom. And immediately people said, that's not Kate. There's no way that's Kate. Whatever. Everybody said, just wait. Because on Mother's Day, the royal family always puts out a picture of Kate and the kids. They always do it. This is a royal tradition. They're going to do it. So don't worry. Lo and behold, they did. Mother's Day was Sunday in the UK. And sure enough, royal family, or actually it's on the Prince and Princess of Wales official Twitter account, released this picture of Kate and the kids, right? But you don't have to be a forensic analyst to look at this picture closely and go, wait a minute, there's something horribly wrong here. So Reuters, Associated Press all said, this picture is fake.
A respected international news agency is deciding to kill this photo. In other words, they are pulling it from their distribution websites because they believe it has been changed, altered, photoshopped, call it what you like. They don't believe this is the photo in its original form. Now, Associated Press is among those who've decided to kill this photo, to pull it. They're saying at closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. Now, remember, the source of this photo, we were told by Kensington Palace, was Prince William himself. He took this photo in Windsor last week.
Nice work. Nice work, royals. Your job was to go out and put an end to the speculation and try and, you know, throw cold water on this raging storm of conspiracy theory that has taken over the internet. And you actually managed to make it worse.
Certainly, Kensington Palace were hoping that this one picture would paint 1,000 words. And we see Kate there. She looks healthy. She looks happy. She's surrounded by her children who seem to be laughing, having a good time there. The fact it was taken by her husband, by William, made it feel all the more personal, I think. They were hoping this would put to bed a lot of the, you know, outrageous rumors that have been, you know, finding themselves an audience online. But I think the fact that we've got these news agencies saying we don't believe this is the original form of the photo, it's been manipulated, it is certainly gonna leave a lot of people asking even more questions about what's going on.
Yeah, no question. You can't help but ask questions about what's going on. So you think the family would, it's a pretty simple fix. I've been in communications for a while. I'm no PR expert. I'm no crisis manager, but here's what you do. You get a picture of Kate and the kids. That's it. Maybe even a video might work. And all this goes away. But no, that's not what happened. Instead, this morning, there is another tweet that comes out from the official account that says, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. C. Is C, is that Kate? Sarah, you don't, Kate's spelled with a K.
Catherine?
Catherine's with the C or with a K? Is it with a C?
I think Catherine's with, well, no, it wouldn't make sense if it was with the C, would it?
I guess, it, maybe you switch it to Kate.
Hold on.
I don't know. It's got to be. Why else would she sign her name C? Anyway, she wants us to believe that Kate, it is a C?
Yeah, it is a C.
Yeah. She wants us to believe that Kate Middleton was just messing around with Photoshop and put out this picture. Now, I don't want to sound like I've gone too far down this conspiracy theory rabbit hole, but I have. But this just strikes me as an episode of Dateline. And I said this earlier. Remember, think of the last time you watched Dateline. Somebody disappears, right? That's typically what happens. People start asking questions. And then how many times have you seen all of a sudden on the missing person's social media, up pops a message saying, hey, don't worry. Hooked up with a couple of friends. We took off to Mexico. I'll be back soon. Sorry. I didn't mean to cause anybody any concern or whatever. And then Keith Morrison comes on and says, well, actually, we found out later that it was the killer who posted. That's what this sounds like. It can't be. It can't be, but I don't know what is going on. Ashley Weeb is a producer over at Global News Mornings. She's also a member of the Monarchist League. Ashley, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, what's going on, Ash? I mean, what is the deal here? Where is Kate?
I think she is recovering from a surgery at home in Windsor with her family, and people need to leave her alone a little bit.
Oh, come on, Ashley. Then how do we get to the point here where we've got the picture that came out yesterday, which is, well, it's embarrassing, really, on the royal family. Why would they put out a picture like that?
I think there's a few things going on here. So first of all, when they announced that she was going in for surgery, they said that she was going to be recovering for a certain amount of time and she wouldn't be making any public appearances until after Easter. And we haven't had Easter yet. And it just got so insane. As you've been speaking about the conspiracy theories, well, where is she? Well, as they said, she's probably at home recovering from this surgery. So then, yes, they released this photo, and at first, everything, it was great. People were like, oh, it's so nice to see them, how lovely that it is that Prince William took the photo. And then it started out with all of this conspiracy because there was some obvious Photoshop done on the photo. And then it just really escalated to almost pandemonium on the internet, especially that, oh, goodness, something is amiss here.
Pure pandemonium. You're absolutely right. Now, the background here, I'm not a royal watcher. That's why I'm chatting with you here. What is the background? Like, is there trouble in paradise? I love Kate. I absolutely do. But I know nothing about what goes on in her daily life with the kids or with William. But I'm hearing that William's a jerk. Is that true?
I don't believe so. I mean, nobody truly knows except for the two of them what happens in their marriage. But I feel like they are a pretty close, happy family.
But isn't he running around with some other lady, Ashley?
I heard, you know, I'm not really going to add anything to that speculation. That's not my place. But I don't believe so. I think that those are, in this day and age with social media, somebody says something one time and it just snowballs. And you'll never really know the truth unless you're the person involved.
Here's the thing. Now, I know you follow the royals closely. You pay attention to it. Like, for me, it's just a really, really interesting story. But for people who are, you know, not immersed, but actually pay attention to this, how does this sort of, because we know the royal family's had a tough go of it, right? I mean, there's been one thing after another, Prince Charles and his issues and the lead up. It's been a rocky ride for the royals for, I'd say, a couple of years, Ashley. How does this sort of make people who are really attached to the royal family feel about the way things are going right now?
I think anybody who is attached to the royals will brush this off. It was, I feel, an honest mistake. We all know that Kate has been a amateur photographer for years.
Oh, really?
She has taken a lot of photos. Oh, yes. A lot of the photos you see of them and just their immediate family, the children especially, that they release on their social media profiles say, taken by Kate at, you know, Palace or on holiday or things like that. So this is not a surprise. And I think it was just maybe poor judgment maybe some poor editing skills. And I don't think that they're hiding anything. I don't think it was meant to be malicious. And I think in 2024, how many images are we looking at every single day that haven't been altered? It's just the reality that we live in. And I think that when you look at the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, there have been multiple photos released by them that are very obviously photoshopped as well, but nobody seems to bat an eyelid. But these conspiracy theorists want to make a mountain out of a molehill.
You're Team Kate, right?
Absolutely.
Me too. Good for you. Okay, now, how do they fix this? I mean, it seems to me, if they want this to go away, and I don't know if they do, Ash. I don't know how concerned they are about it. Don't they need to come up with something today that is indisputably a photo of Kate Middleton or a video of Kate Middleton being Kate Middleton alive and well and comfortable and everything's okay? Don't we need to see that today or tomorrow?
Well, funny you should say that. So it is Commonwealth Day in the Commonwealth countries, which includes Canada. And there always is a massive celebration at Westminster Abbey. And this morning, Kate and William were photographed and videoed driving through London in a vehicle. William went to the Commonwealth Day ceremony, and we were told that Catherine had a private appointment in London, probably, I don't know, maybe it was a surgery follow-up appointment, something like that. So she has been seen today by multiple people in a video. Yes.
No pictures, so I haven't seen, have you seen any pictures?
I have seen the video, yes.
Oh, and she looks, you're sure it's Kate Middleton, Ashley?
I would bet my firstborn on it.
I know you don't have a firstborn, so that doesn't count.
Firstborn, fur, child, like a cat, there. Does that work?
So that's it then. If we actually see a video of Kate Middleton today, then we're done, right?
I would think so. You know, I understand there is so much interest in the royals, especially William and Kate and their family. And I get it. People are used to seeing them, and it's been a bit disappointing if you are a royal watcher that we haven't seen Catherine. But I think anybody who has gone through a major surgery will understand. Mm-hmm. You don't feel well. You don't look well. You just want that time to be at home and do your thing and recover. And I think that she's stuck in a difficult position because she needs to be seen. She wants to be seen. People want to see her. She needs to, she's a mother and a wife first, I think, and she needs to take care of her health.
I think that's fair. That's fair. I think you're right. And it is kind of unfortunate that the internet has turned this into what it is. But Ashley, thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it. We'll see. I'm going to try and find this picture in the break here and see what I think. Okay. Thanks, Ashley.